Hi there, it's Allison Michaels, host of the Washington Post's Can He Do That podcast. I wanted to pop in and say thanks for spending the 2020 campaign season with the Washington Post audio team. For now, since the election is officially over and the electoral votes have been certified, we're going to wind down this feed. But the good news is, all of the shows you heard here are available in full wherever you listen to podcasts. Start your mornings with the Daily 202 briefing to get caught up on the day's news fast. Join Post Reports in the afternoon for a deep dive beyond the headlines of the stories you care about. And listen to Can He Do That each week for your politics fix. Find them all on your favorite podcast app or at washingtonpost.com/podcasts. Thanks.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.